She was there when you were at the bottom, and she's there smiling with you at the top. And remember, she pushed you. She had her hand on your shoulder, and she just pushed you. And that's what a good woman is about.
Notice he forgot to mention where you find said good women. He left that part out.
Thank you for being so dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss a lesson that I had to learn the hard way, and I think a lot of other men have also had to learn the hard way, and that is the hidden powers that women have, especially over men. Now, my friends, you'd be forgiven for thinking that, oh, women are powerless. They don't have power. They live in this patriarchal society. They don't have any power. Yeah, sorry, man, but if that's what you think, you're in for a very rude awakening. Get back to me in 5 years because you haven't lived enough life. You haven't seen what we're going to be talking about today. And there are multiple avenues we can approach this, by the way. We can approach this from a biological standpoint. We can approach this from a socioeconomic standpoint. We can approach this in many different ways. But what we're going to do, we're going to approach it from a story that I'm going to tell you that happened to me the other day. And then we're going to look at the dynamics that you might find on the internet. We're going to end up with some conversations. And throughout all of this, what I would encourage you to do is we each have a story. And a lot of times you think that your story is, oh, my story's not normal, Austin. My story is maybe unrelatable. I don't know who can relate to it. It's personal. I don't see it being of any benefit to anybody. I can hear you saying that or thinking that in your own mind, as that's what I once thought too. I used to think that as well. Oh, nobody wants to hear what I had to talk about. Nobody wants to hear this conversation. Nobody wants to discuss these types of topics that we bring up day in, day out. But you're wrong. And so I think it's important for you to share your story as we break through the stories that I'm going to tell you, the information we're going to be going through together via the videos, and the conversation we're going to have throughout the show today. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and it's story time. And we're going to talk about this story, and you might be wondering what it's about. Well, actually, I kind of hinted at it in the thumbnail. I was out last night. I was actually going to go get gas, but then the gas station was closed. I got upset. I got thinking about the woes of the world. You know, classic stream of consciousness type of behavior. So then what I did was I looked up, I was like, I could really just use a beer. I didn't want to go out and get drunk. It's the middle of the week. I was like, no, I'm not going to go out and get trash. I just want to get a pint, you know? So what I did was I went to the Irish pub in town. I sat at the bar. And as I sit at the bar, I see, oh, Harp of Erin over here, Irish flag, American flag, you know, standard stuff if you've ever been to a Irish type of pub. But when I'm sitting at the bar, I look over to my right, and I see this woman who's working in the bar. And she's a blonde-haired woman. She looks like she's about 24, 25, about the same age as me. And all these dudes who are sitting at the bar, they're all just, like, looking at her. Now, they're not doing it super obvious and creepy because that would just be obvious. So instead, what they did was they put, like, they would, like, be talking to each other and then they look. And be talking to each other and then look. And then talk to each other and then look. And it was so obvious that they were checking someone out. And I don't blame them for checking her out. I mean, she was a pretty good-looking woman. But as I was sitting there and I was drinking my pint of Guinness, which is one of my favorite things to drink, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, wait a minute. How many different men do you think do this subconsciously, number one? And number two, women are really good at pretending like this doesn't happen. Oh, we're all just victims, even though I could tell she was milking it because I would see the dude. I saw a couple dudes leave the bar while I was sitting there. And when they did, they left their, like, 10 bucks, 20 bucks even, and I was like, what? This can't be, dude. I was shocked. And as I was sitting there, I thought to myself, oh, she knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing, and she's doing it really well. And I'm not here to hate on people's hustle. I'm not here to shame her. I don't know her. But what was interesting to me to see the fact that she knew where her power came from, she was using it, and I was there to witness it. And it got me thinking about, wait a minute, how many of us men, we either see this and we don't think twice about it, or two, a lot of us men are gaslit into thinking that that's not power, it's victimhood. And I'm here to tell you, It's not a victimhood mentality. If it was, then that's a very easy fix. The Muslims figured it out like 1,000 years ago. It's called a burqa. If they don't want attention, they can do that. But of course, they're not going to do that. It's a human rights violation. You can't do that. And I'm not here to tell you that they should or should not be done. What I'm here to tell you is there's an easy fix to the solution, but the problem is people want to cherry pick. And that's why we're getting in this conversation today of the power that women have. And we're going to get into this multifaceted issue now that you have a little bit of background as to why this came to my, to my attention. So when I'm talking about the gaslighting of men, we're going to jump into this first video. And I want you to let me know if you've ever been this guy, sounded like this guy, or have been conditioned to be this guy in any form or fashion. Let's get started.
Power of a woman is incredible. I don't think you guys realize, as I watched my mom and my dad, I started realizing things a woman can do to make that man push himself to the max. A woman is going to be there for you to nurture you. A woman is going to be there to push you. A woman is always going to be there for you, for your success and your failures. And she will make sure that when you fall, she will pick you up.
See, gentlemen, we're going to pause right there. The reason we're going to pause right there is I want the guys who have been divorced to enter the chat, please, and tell these guys what actually happens. Tell these men who are watching the show right now, listening to the show right now, can you please sound off and tell these men, is what this guy's saying true? Do women do this? Do they actually stick around, you know, for good or for worse, for good, for bad, for rich, for poor, for failures, for success? Gentlemen, please let these guys know. Whether you're still married, you've been married for 50 years, or you got divorced last week, I'm here to listen to it all, and I think that if you as a guy, you don't want to hear either side of the argument, well, you're setting yourself up to live in this box. And I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of guys, especially in the so-called conservative wing of the Republican Party, they are, or even the libertarians, so-called, they are very quick to side with men like this, who sell you this dream of what marriage should be, what it ought to be, what I think it might, you know, it could be if only you did X, Y, or Z thing. If only you were a real enough man. If only you were hitting it right. If only you were a good enough father. If only this and only that, you could be having this too. If only you chose the right one, you could have what this guy is describing. And let me tell you, this is where we get into the conversation of the power that women have. A lot of men, when they're boys, when they're underage, they're in their infancy, toddlers, elementary school, middle school, high school, they have a lot of women teachers, they have a lot of women role models, which is not inherently negative, but they have the women telling them how to interact with women, and they don't have a lot of men to counteract that message and say, okay, look, this is what she's telling you, here's what I'm going to tell you has worked for me, here's what I'm going to show you worked for me, and you don't have a lot of this overall balanced input that a lot of men lack, and then what they got to do is in their adulthood, they get hit by the train of reality, and then they got run over by the train of reality, and they got to pick themselves up off of the rails that they got thrown on, and they're like, oh my head, I can't take it. I don't know what to do. How do I fix myself? How do I heal myself off of this trauma that's been inflicted upon me by all these people who lied to me, who didn't tell me the truth, who set me up for failure, only to sell me this dream that I can't have? See, guys like this be selling me a dream that I wish I could have, but you know it doesn't exist outside of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck's fantasies at Disneyland, in my estimation. See, this is the problem. You got Mickey Mouse men who sound like this. If only you did X, Y, or Z. Guys, let's continue this video and let me know, is this guy right or is he wrong?
When you have a good woman in your life, she will always protect you. Even when you're not around and people are talking bad about their man, you know what she's going to do? She's going to fight for you. A woman can only see her man do better because as a woman, they fail if you fail.
That doesn't happen anymore. I don't know this guy's from, not from America, but that's not what happens in the Western world. They jump ship so quick. Again, guys, you don't have to take my word for it. If at any point during this show you think I'm lying to you, the dislike button is there, right there. The unsubscribe button is right there. The report video button is down there. You have all the power. Go ahead. Show me where I'm wrong. Comment section's there. Tell me how you've made it work. Let me know. Let the guys in the comments know whether this guy is right or wrong. I think he's wrong. In fact, I think he's doing a gigantic disservice to a lot of men, giving them false hope about this Mickey Mouse mentality. But let's continue.
They never want to see you fail. If you have a good woman in your life, she will always encourage you, and she's always going to say she believes in you and she loves you. This is all a man needs in their life. When a woman can push you for success, a man doesn't have to stress anymore for a good woman. She's right there in front of you, bro. She was there when you were at the bottom, and she's there smiling with you at the top. And remember, she pushed you. She had her hand on your shoulder, and she just pushed you. And that's what a good woman is about.
Notice he forgot to mention where you find said good women. He left that part out.
Thank you for being so dumb.
He left that part out. Also, sir, for all of your nuggets of wisdom, you also failed to mention what a good woman is. I noticed the framing was interesting as well. What do you mean by good woman? What does that mean? You failed to define that. You failed to define where you find said women. You failed to define what you have to sacrifice to keep said woman. You failed to mention the fact that a lot of men are told this, but a lot of them end up in family court. You failed to mention that part, sir, and that is a shame on you.
Oh my God!
This is the problem, guys. I want nothing more to tell you this dude is 100% right, but guess what? The numbers, the experiences of a lot of other men, they tell a different story, a more humbling and less idealistic version of the story he just laid out. And my friends, I'm not here to tell you that if you want to have this, that it's, quote, impossible to have this. But here's what you need to understand. This is not what is biologically put into a woman's mind. You ever notice throughout the... Let's do some not-so-drunk history with your boy Austin Creed for 2 seconds, my friends. Let's go to the various wars that have happened over the history of humans. Let's go to the Crusades. We could go to the Mongol invasion. We could go to the Muslim invasion. We could go to the Greeks and Alexander the Great. We could go to the conquests of Egypt. We could go to the conquests of North America and South America by the conquistadors. We could go through the entire litany, and you know one thing is constant? The fact that the conquerors got the spoils of war, which was, say with me, gold, girls, and glory. You ever notice that women are usually spoils of war? You know why that is? Because they side with the people who win. Because they want to survive. So if you as a man are losing, their biology does not tell them to stick with you. They tells them to find a better mate who would ensure their future survival and the survival of their offspring if they have any, or if they want to have any. They left that part out. But again, it's because a lot of people want this Mickey Mouse dream of, I can have my castle, I can be a king, but I don't have to build this kingdom by myself. But my friends, we look at the history, let's look at the history of Europe for a second. I'll use that as the history. I'll use that as the marker because it's the one I know the most about. Not that it's the only example, but it's the one I know the most about. You look at ancient Europe. The men who got married, usually, who had their pick of the litter, had land, a suitable income, and they had stability. Whether they were merchants, nobility, landowners, doesn't matter. They had actual, tangible assets. They didn't have to run game. They didn't have to spit in DMs. They didn't have to do any of this gobbledygook that y'all trying out here today. They didn't have to do that. What did they do? They had receipts for actual assets that they owned. And what did they use that for? They used it to say, now I can be married. Now I can have a legacy because I have actual assets. I have things that are going to ensure the survival of those who side with me. So when we look at the modern era of now, with a lot of dudes who are building themselves, or they're broke, or they're busted and disgusted physically being out of shape, they want to come out here and look for a woman to build with them when they don't have anything building. This guy was talking about building with you. Most men don't build anything. They work for a corporation where they're building something for somebody else. And there's this thing that a lot of you may have heard of. It's called hypergamy. Oh, I know. I can't say that because that makes people feel uncomfortable. Makes the women feel triggered, but that doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter because it's the truth. Truth is, people want the best they can get. Men, women, aliens, animals, people want the best thing they can get. Not because they are greedy or because they're bad, but because that is what we are naturally designed to do. And I think the Greeks said it best. They said, the strong get what they can, the weak suffer what they must. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next, and we're going to explore the other side of this coin. So you heard him talk about how if you just find the right woman, then everything's going to be great for you. You heard that part, right? Good. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to explore the other side of this coin. And I'm curious to hear if you agree with this woman or not. Let's see what she has to say. Take it away, ma'am.
Sexual manipulation is when you use sex as an object of control or punishment. For example, a man or a woman can say, because of this reason or that, I'm not going to engage in sexual activity today, as a form of punishment. In essence, that is manipulation. And manipulation does not have any part or any place in a healthy marriage. So please, don't manipulate your partner.
You know, minus the partner bit at the end, I 100% agree with this woman, and I'll tell you why. Because this is what women are trained to do at a very young age. You as a man are told that your power comes from your ability to produce and become something. There's an adage that I heard once that I've never let go of, and it was, men, like women are born with their value, men must build their value. In other words, women are naturally sought after. If they are fertile, they're pretty, they have the, whether it's a short or long shelf life, depending on how attractive they are, how fertile they are, you can go down the litany, okay? But women have natural value in society because their beauty is valuable, their fertility is valuable, and they are born with those things. Men, we are not born with value. We must build our value, whether it's we get a head start because our father or grandfather started off doing really well, we might get a leg up. But it doesn't matter whether they did some groundwork for us or we start in the gutter with nothing. We must build our value for others to see us with high status, for us to possess wealth, for us to build a legacy. We must build ourselves up. Whereas women are born with value. You see, that's why when you're in your 20s, your teens, even in your maybe early to mid-30s, women have tremendous choice in the dating marketplace, whereas men in that age group do not have the same. But as the man builds himself, he builds his credit score, he builds his stock portfolio, he builds his assets, he builds his experience, he then can slowly but surely gain more leverage that he did not possess when he was in his youth. He did not possess when she was in her prime, he was nowhere near his prime. A man's prime is usually, physically you might say is different, but I'm going to say in general is usually about late 30s to 40s and even into his 50s, depending on how good your health is. But you see, when we get into this manipulation aspect, a lot of young men, especially, they fall for this. They are so manipulated because their testosterone is used against them. Their natural drive to possess an outlet for their sexual energy is out of their reach. And so what do? They do everything in their power, which is limited because they don't have leverage. They then use their time, which could be spent better. Use their money, which they could be utilized better. And their attention, which could also be utilized better. In the pursuit of not gaining leverage, but in the pursuit of love, the pursuit of lust, the pursuit of attaining something that they think will solve their problems, when in fact all it does is put them in a subservient state that will not lead to capitalizing on compounding interest, whether it be they invest in the market, whether it be they invest in themselves, whether it's they invest in a business or whatever it may be, in a skill, a trade. All of these things have value the more you put into it, but instead of utilizing this energy towards something productive, they attempt to be prolific in the relationship department. And this is what leads them to this becoming weak to this type of manipulation that she's outlined in this video. But even in marriage, it doesn't stop. See, that's what she was highlighting again. You think that if you get married, you're going to have more access and exclusive access, when in fact, that's not a guarantee. It used to be enforced once by the society you were around. Adultery was frowned upon both for women and men, coincidentally, yes. Oh, yes, it was condemned by both sides. If a man cheated on his wife, his friends would beat him up. He was ostracized. If a woman did it, she was shunned, got the scarlet letter, you name it. Monogamy was once enforced. Today, it is not enforced. It is more laughed and scoffed at because it doesn't mean anything anymore. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the final video I wanted to show you guys about how it is that women hold these powers over men. And we've been dancing around the issue, but I think for the final time, we're going to just drive this whole point home because we've been hinting around it this whole time, and now what we're going to do is we're going to drive it all home with this video right here, and let's see what this guy has to say. Take it away, sir.
Everything is about sex, except for one thing, which is sex itself. This is an argument that the French psychoanalyst Jacques Lacan makes based on Freudian psychology. He says, sex sells. We sell fashion with sexuality. We sell perfume with sexuality. We sell cars with sexuality. We sell movies with sexuality. The one thing that we don't sell with sexuality is sex itself. We keep sex hidden and private and away from the public eye. This is why everything in the world is about sex, except for one thing, sex itself.
Very interesting perspective. I like it. I would also say, my friends, what do you think about all this? What are your thoughts? I think that he's on the money with that. I also think that if you look at the society we live in, now like my differ a little bit depending on where you are in the United States or in the world, I think that the natural inclination is to utilize the natural desire that humans have for sexual expression, not necessarily indulgence, but expression. The two are not mutually exclusive. You can't have both, or you could have neither, or you could have one or the other. The natural desire for expression can often lead one to focus on it as a tool instead of seeing it for what it is, which is meant for the production of the next generation. That is what it is actually for. Now, whether people use it for pleasure or not is their business, and I think a lot of people do. But here is the bottom line. We need to understand that it is the biggest power women have over men, not because women do not feel a desire for sexual expression, but because they understand that men are naturally wired to want it from them, and they know that if they want to get things from men, the easiest way to do it is to exploit them, not through their brain, but through their schwanz, through their schmendrick, the thing between their legs. That's what they use. This is not a recent phenomenon. This has been going on since the beginning of time. According to my reading of history, it's been going on forever. And a lot of men, unfortunately, and I'm sorry to tell you, they don't have discipline with they're dingling. What they do is they tend to just go in, they tend to take the dive, and then figure out whether there are piranhas in the tank afterwards, whether the water is toxic afterwards. They figure everything out after they take the plunge, not before. And I would encourage you to not be like that, because all it's going to do is set you back, have you take risks that have little to no reward and a lot to potentially lose. We talked about that earlier this week with no risk, no reward. A lot of us, we take the wrong risks that have little to no rewards at the end, should we even win, if it's possible. We want to take risks that can lead to a reward, not ones we just need to rescue ourselves from after we put ourselves in a tight situation. No pun intended. My friends, let it be known. Have you witnessed this type of power, whether it be at the pub like me, or in person in your marriage, or maybe you've seen some of your friends experience this, maybe you've experienced this? You let me know. Let the guys in the comments know if you want to share your story, you want to vent a little bit, you want to share and get it off your shoulders. You're welcome to do it here on the show. My friends, take care of yourselves. I would love to hear your stories. Let me know if anything you want to hear discussed more of, or something that's been, you know, eating away your heart or your soul, you let me know. Till next time, my friends, take care. I'm out. Peace.